ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ओम गुरु गोविंद भक्त वृंद की जय। नाम आचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सारि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। वृंदराश्रम भागवतम की जय। शिशि गौरताय की जय। शिशि राध बल्लभ की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र देवी की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री चैतन्य मनोविस्तार स्थापितं येन भूतेषां श्रीरूपं सहकृतं सहकृतं सजीवं साद्वैतं साद्भूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपुत्रं सहानन्दरूपं श्रीविशाखं। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Supreme Lord is equal to everyone, and text number 38. There is no perfection, few verses, so we'll go along this, and let's see how far we go. So text 38. Astam kupi kupitaha evam. Aspam kupita evam. Evam vasam chacharhata. Evam vasam chacharhata.
Evam vasam chacharhata.
Rajastamo bhayam rahite.
Just अश्यपन् कुपिता एवम् युवां वासं न चार्हतः रजस्तमोभ्यां रहिते पादमूले मधुद्विषः पापीस्तामाशुरीं योनिम् बालीशौ यातम् आस्वतः
as well they are Gyanis. So they have the knowledge and they have all the mystic powers. but they are not devotees in there. So one might be asking, they go to Vaikuntha Loka where there is no ignorance. Isn't that right? Then how does this happen? Why does this happen? How can they be, how can they get angry at the doorkeepers who are doing their duty? Because that's the job of the doorkeeper, to stop people who are not qualified. And how did Jain Vijay think that anybody is in Vaikuntha is not qualified to go and meet the Lord? Isn't that right? So this is the main question. So how do you see everything? And if you can understand this point, you can then see how everything works. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, there is a divine plan of Narayan. And Lord Narayan wants to enjoy different rasas. But in Vaikuntha, everybody knows Lord Narayan is God. So when somebody is God, there's a lot of awe and reverence. There's a lot of respect there. But what is happening here? Lord Narayan wants to enjoy this rasa of what rasa he wants to enjoy?
Fighting.
Children. But there's no one he can fight with. See, Krishna is smart. When he went in Vrindavan, nobody knows his God. So he fights with his friends and everybody. But Narayan can't do that. So he also wants to enjoy that pastimes. So he chooses, he knows that the only way I can do this is that I can't do it in Vaikuntha Loka. I have to come to the material planet. But then he wants somebody worthy to fight with. He just doesn't want to come and fight with anybody. So what he does is, chooses two of his most powerful people. Two of his most powerful devotees. And who are they? The doorkeepers. They are the strongest people. They are the guards. So Jay and Vijay. So if you look at it from that point of view, the four Kumaras go there. There's a little bit of talk. You know, there's nothing much. They could have spoken nicely, but anger came in there and they cursed them. And then the case is that they have to come to this material world as demons. So why demons? Now they are devotees. If you are go to Vaikuntha planet, if you are a devotee, you cannot fall down. Then why didn't they just come to the planet in the material world as devotees? Why as demons? Isn't there a question? Because he wanted to fight. And if they knew, devotee will never fight with Krishna, will never fight with Narayan. So he had to create that situation that they are inimical to him. And that's why they took three beds. Narayan is going to go, we'll talk about those three beds. And the first one is, they came down as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. We'll cover in the list. So let's understand this. We don't try to actually see there's a master plan there. So if we see our life is also like that. Whatever we are going through, there's a master plan there. Now we have understood that these two children, these are the children, right? We have already gone through this in Bhagavatam earlier. Nakashyapuni, you know, had children, and she had the children at the time of the dusk, which is the time when Lord Shiva comes out with all those of his group. And who are his, whom does he travel with? All the Rakshas. Where does he live? In the cemetery. So all those people who are Rakshas, demons, whom nobody wants, Lord Shiva wants to give them his association so they could also become devotees. So these are the people who are traveling. Now you can see that here it says that you take birth in the family of most sinful asuras. And whom do they take birth from? Diti. Isn't that? Who is the father? Kashyapu. You know, and Aditi's children, they are demigods. So if we can see, even the heritage is parental, you know, it's very high. But that does not guarantee that what kind of a child you have. So later on, it is said that parentage and things law does not matter. You can be of a very high birth, or you can have a lot of money, a lot of opulence, you can do a lot of austerity. All these things does not really please Krishna. It does not please Narayana. What really matters is the devotional service. So anybody can do devotional service. So this is the first thing. They have been cased now. And in the next, basically the whole of this canto will be covering this. This is just a basic point of what is happening. So we should understand this. At this point, the four Kumaras are the devotees. And then later on when they smell the feet, the what is at the feet of the Lord? Tulsi. And then they become devotees. And then you'll hear they are one of the four parampras, disciplic succession, Vaishnava parampras. That is available. And the knowledge comes from there. And whom did they get the knowledge from? They got it from Brahma, the father. So if you really look at it, now this particular parampara, Brahma Sampradaya parampara, until it comes to Gaudiya Sampradaya parampara, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? The four paramparas, he took two things from each of those paramparas. So and from that point, this is basically a combination of all the paramparas. I had a devotee who was a great worshipper of, I think, Ramanuja in that parampara, and she didn't want to chant Hare Krishna. The husband was a great devotee, he was worshipping Krishna, he was chanting, and she could not get her mind to that, how can I leave him, I worship him all my life. And then I sat down and I said, if you go to Mayapur, if you go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll see that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has put all the four, Vishnu Jan Swami, Madhva, Yamnacharya, and who's the last one?
Nimbarka Swami.
Nimbarka Swami. So all four of them are there. I said, by being part of this, you are not actually deviating from whatever. And immediately, it made sense to her. She started chanting, you know, 16 rounds straight. So this is the beauty of Ava. And it doesn't matter which Vaishnava Sampradaya they are, we can actually get them to actually worship in this. Okay, we'll read the next verse.
Evam saptahu sabhavana patanatahuta kripalabhi roksaham punyaha janmadivaham tribhulokaya kalpatam. While Jay and Vijay, thus cased by the sages, were falling to the material world, they were addressed as follows by the same sages, who were very kind to them. Outdoor keepers, after three births, you'll be able to return to your position in Vaikuntha Loka. And for them, the duration of your curse will be finished. So they were only cast for three lifetimes. It was not, they were eternally coming down.
Jam jajnahu tu dihi putrahu daityadano banditam iranakshapuhu javis. These two associates of the Lord, Jay and Vijay, later descended to the material world, taking birth as the two sons of Diti. Hiranyakashipu, being the elder of and the Hiranyaksha, the younger, they were very much respected by the deities and Danavas, demonic species.
So they were born as demons. How does that happen? How do we understand that? Two devotees come in this material world, act like demons. So this is also the power of the Krishna's which energy? Is it the external energy or the internal energy? Is it Yogmaya or Mahamaya? Hey, this is Yogmaya. Why? Because they are trying to do a particular pastime. They are going to create so much hope in the world. People might think, you know, I've been thinking like that, thinking this. I said, these people should be actually, they're so glorious. Because of them, we have Lord Narasimha there to worship.
If the hell created all those problems, Lord Narsingadev wouldn't have come. Lord Ramchandra's pastime should not have been there. Isn't that right? Because this is what they are trying to do. The devotees do not care what kind of things they have to do as long as it pleases the Lord. Their only desire is to please the Lord. So that's the goal. That's what we should be keeping in our mind. Whatever we are doing, is it pleasing the spiritual master? Is it pleasing the devotees? Is it pleasing Krishna? How do you know it's pleasing Lord Krishna? What is the sign? What is the test? What is the easiest test to know whether whatever you are doing is pleasing Krishna?
The spiritual master
is pleased. Oh, basically, devotees are pleased. That is the sign. The devotees are pleased, Krishna is pleased. So if you want to please Krishna, what do you do? You please the devotees. It's very easy. So what you have to do? You do what pleases the devotees. And in this movement, you know, Prabhupada that made it very easy. You come here every morning, you dance, you have a little bit of philosophy, you have nice prasadam. So save devotees. Make them happy. You always get it. There's so many devotees. There's many ways of saving. You know, save them prasadam. Just ask them. Be nice to them. Prabhu, how are you? Mataji, how are you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? Just smile at them. Nothing, if you just smile at them, that pleases the devotees. Just recognize them. Simple, you know. Oh, Hare Krishna Prabhu. So, that person knows me. Isn't that right? Sometimes you go to senior devotees, you go there and this person, oh, I met you, I remember you. That is enough, you know, that has made the day. You give a little bit of prasadam with your own hand to somebody. I know I usually distribute prasadam. As soon as I have prasadam in my hand, I see devotees coming because they know I give prasadam. So it's very simple to actually please devotees. And that is the goal. By pleasing the devotees, you're going to please Krishna. So these two brothers, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, these are the two brothers. Now, usually in the material world, the way we see is, if there is twins born, the first one is treated as older, right? And the second one born is the younger, in this material world. But what is actually right? What does Bhagavatam say?
What is conceived first is the eldest.
Yeah, but how do you know which one is conceived first? The one who is born last is the oldest one, not the first one. For one who is born conceived second gets born first. The one who is born last is the older one. So Hiranyakashipu was born later and he was the older of the two. And then by their mercy, the Lord appeared twice. So we're going to read the next verse and we'll come to that.
Ato Hiranyakshahum Harinaha Simarupinaha Hiranyaksha Darodharehe Vibhartaha Saukaraham Bapuhu. Appearing as Narsingadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari killed Hiranyakashipu while the Lord delivered the planet egg which had fallen into Garbhada ocean. Hiranyaksha tried to hinder him and then the Lord as Vara killed Hiranyaksha. So this is, now this particular verse you can talk for a month in, because this verse is basically what we covered in the whole canto. The Lord appeared twice. First one he appeared as? Which appearance came first? Lord Narsingadev or Lord Vara? Lord Vara, right? Lord Vara, he appeared as Lord Vara. Where did he appear from? From the nose of Brahma. And he came in the form of a boar. Right? Why did he appear as a boar?
pick up here from a dirty place.
From a dirty place. So where was the air? So when, how do you understand where was the air? So when the Lord comes to, when the universes are created, the millions of universes are created, then Mahavishnu expands himself as Garudakshaya Vishnu and enters each of this planet. Because the planet is very hot inside, he starts sweating and half the planet is filled with water. And then he lies on there, and from his navel comes a lotus flower on which Brahma appears. So he took this planet and put it in that water, in the Garva of ocean. So Lord Vara had to go and get it from there. Another thing is that, so when he went down there, he took the bow, he put the earth on his tusk, and then he had a big fight with Hiranyaksha. And he was enjoying it. That was the purpose of it, the hitting each other, you know. It's not that because he's God, he just beats the other person. No, he wanted to exchange the other side of it to get beaten too. So he was enjoying these pastimes beautifully. And in the end, he killed him. So when he died, he became very angry. His brother got very angry. But later on, you're going to hear that he's not an ordinary person. He gives very nice instructions on why, on how to actually overcome this kind of. So he says that we are not this body and things like that. Whatever, we are here for a particular time, but whatever time is over, then we're going to die. But at the same time, after he pacified everybody, the sons and everybody, then he says, okay, let's take revenge. So, again, this was Lord's pastimes. Lord wanted to fight with him. He was creating an environment. The other thing is that by creating all these problems for everybody, what do devotees do? What do people do? When everything is nice, everybody is happy, we remember Krishna. We forget him. That's why they say, if you go to the heavenly planet, it's very hard to remember Krishna there. Why? Because there's so much room for enjoyment and you're so much engrossed into this that you do not have time. When you go to the hellish planet, there's so much suffering there. There is no time to actually. So this earth planet is the place where you can actually do both. Because there's enough suffering and but not too much where we can. But this is why it is not wrong to go through difficulty. Who was one person who said, I would rather have difficulties than bliss? Kunti Devi. Why? Because when she had all those difficulties in her life, every time she had difficulties, she prayed to Krishna and Krishna appeared to help them. Isn't that right? Throughout the whole life, they had all problems. But not for a moment, they lost their faith in Krishna. And that's what we have to learn from all this. So whatever is happening, there is a superior arrangement for that. And whatever difficulties we are going through, we should actually thank everybody. Doesn't matter they are good or bad, if they can make us remember Krishna. And most of the time, people who put us through difficulty make us remember more about Krishna than your own friends. Isn't that right? When it is difficult, they say, oh, Krishna, please help me. And if it is all good, okay, I'm the doer. When there is a problem, then, oh, Krishna, please, Krishna. But the fortunate thing is that at least we can know about Krishna. Majority of the people in this world, they don't know about it. They even don't know that they're not this body. They're totally in illusion. Most of the people are no different from animals. Isn't that right? What is the difference? They're in ignorance. Human life is meant for enlightenment. Enlightenment that we are not this body, we are the soul. We are part and parcel of Krishna. We are servant of Krishna. And we are supposed to save him. So by worshipping him, by praying, Lord Mara says that anybody who offers prayers to the Lord hears that. He doesn't need our prayers. But if we offer prayers to the Lord Narasimha, or Lord, he accepts it. And by that, we make a lot of advancement. You might not, so I'm not advanced enough to actually don't know how to worship or offer prayers. All you have to do is repeat what the saintly persons have already done. All the prayers we chant in the morning, Sansar Dhava, you know, oh, prayers offered to Srila Prabhupada, to Tulsi Maharani, just saying prayers. And try to actually understand what you are saying. We chant, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. What does Karuna mean? Merciful. Believe that He is full of mercy. How can you not expect, if He is merciful, how can He not be merciful? And He is not only merciful, He is ocean of mercy, Sindhu. Deen Bandhu. We are all fallen. He is a friend of the most fallen. So don't just chant these mantras, try to hear what you are. Understand? So just reciting the prayers and just meditating on those prayers, there's two different things. The more you meditate on these prayers, the more you can, as soon as you say, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Deen Bandhu, Jagat Pate, he's the master of the, you know, think of Lord Jagannath, Gopesh, Gopika Kanta. Kanta means? Everyone recites these prayers almost every day, right? What does Kanta mean? Gopesh, Gopika, Kanta. Beloved, lover. Gopesh, Gopika. Who are the Gopas? The Gopas. Gopika are the cowherd girls. Gopesh, Gopika, Kanta. Radha, Kanta, Namastute. Radha Rani is last one. Whatever you say is the last one, has the most significance. So when you chant this mantra every day, Tapta, Kanchan, Gaurangi, what does that mean? Her complexion is like mountain gaur, Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi. Radha Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of Vrindavan. Krishna lives there. She is the queen. She is the owner of that place. So we should meditate. That's the prayer setting. When you think of her, you think of her, mentally put your head on the lotus feet and chant these mantras. Okay. So that's the Bara avatar. And then later on, Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Narasimhadev. Now, we do not worship Lord Bara that much, at least not in Iskon. But almost everybody worship Narasimhadev. Why? What is the significance of Lord Narasimhadev? Why do we worship him so much? Because he is Bhakta Vatsalya. He is the form in which Krishna comes to protect his devotee. Janani Vas Prabhu, the head pujari in Mayapur, one of the twin brothers, was asked, you know, how do you worship Radha Madhava? He said, don't worship them. Don't ask for any prayers for them. Just worship them. They're too busy. He's too busy with the gopis. If you want anything, you go to Lord Narasimhadev. He's the one who's going to get rid of all your obstacles and everything. Now, there's a deity, there's a demigod whom we worship to remove all auspiciousness, inauspiciousness. Who is that? Ganesh. How? Where does he get his power from? He gets... Where does he get it specifically? Which form of Krishna? Lord Narasimhadev. So his head is placed at the feet of Lord Narasimhadev. And because Lord Narasimhadev gets rid of all inauspiciousness, makes everything auspicious, so just because of that he gets the same power. This is mentioned in Brahma Savita. So Lord Narasimhadev comes and we have Prahlad Maharaj. The other thing to understand is Prahlad Maharaj has taken birth in Adiyamani family. So, if you want to go to India, for example, right? You go to the south, they have very nice temple. If you want to do deity worship, is everybody allowed to do that? If you want to go and do personal service? No, you have to be a Brahmin, right? You have to be born, you have to be trained right from the... See, Prabhupada has been very merciful. A demon like me, you know, I have get an opportunity to go on the altar and do the same. But there is a difference in there. So, there is a lot of restrictions in there. Certain places, even then if you are taken a bath in a man's body, because in India, most of the places, women are not allowed to do worship. Am I right, Mataji? Right, only you have to be in a man's body to actually do these things. There is a lot of restrictions in there. Even men, certain men are not allowed to go into the temple. So if you have taken bath in a lower family, like in a Mohammedan, you know, then you are not allowed to go to. Jagannath temple has so many restrictions. You know, people in white bodies are not allowed to go into the... So there is so much restrictions. Here, Prahlad Maharaj, or Narasimhadev, is telling another thing is that to become a devotee, there is no restriction. Even born in a demon's family, you can become a devotee. Haridas Thakur, what was his bed? Yeah? He was born in a Muslim family. He could not enter the temple, but he was proclaimed as the Namacharya. So therefore, to become a devotee, there is no restriction. What is the difference? All the Varanasram, there's a lot of restrictions. You have to be a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra. So Brahmans can only actually do that. But for devotee, it's above the bodily platform. It is on the level of the soul. Now you might have been hearing me. I've been saying he's in the body of a man or body of a woman. I didn't say he's a man or a woman. We are in a particular type of body. We are not this body. This is the first thing we have to understand. So when somebody asks you, who are you? You think and answer, yeah, answer them. I'm a soul, or I'm a man, or I'm a woman, or I'm an American, I'm Australian. These are all designations to the body. So we have to get above all those things. Then we can understand. So to a devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, being born in a demonic family, he became a devotee. And he not only became a devotee, he became a great devotee. But what was? How did he become a devotee? What did he get that other demons didn't get? He got association of Narad Muni. So this is the qualification. Narad Muni gave his association, gave him instruction, and the demon became a devotee and one of the greatest devotees. So I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada has given us this. Srila Prabhupada has given us all these books. He has given us the Maha Mantra. And the whole world is full of demons. And it is our responsibility to go and help them out. We have to enlighten them. It's a very big responsibility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came 500 years ago, he said that his name will be chanted in every town and village. Not many people believed him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur believed him. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj believed him. And there are so many disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. How many of them believed it? Not many. They said, oh, this is not going to happen. Kali Yuga is so powerful, it is something Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it's not going to happen. But Srila Prabhupada did. And Prabhupada, we are all his extensions, we are all trying to save this movement. So we have to learn what Prabhupada has given us, and we have to give to the rest of the people. This is our responsibility. It's a very big responsibility. So, Lord Narasimhadev, where did he appear from? So this is the next lesson. Krishna is everywhere, only if we believe it. When Hiranyakashipu asked the Prahlad Maharaj, is he in this kamba? Is he in this post? He said, yes. And then he tried to break it up and Lord Narasimha appeared. And then we know that it says again and again in all the scriptures there, the Lord appears in the heart of a devotee in the form of Paramatma. So if we look at it, every person we can see, we should be seeing, okay, Krishna is there. So if somebody is there and we have to offer obeisances, don't be scared to offer obeisances. Don't think, oh, he's not a senior devotee, I should only offer obeisances to a senior devotee. You don't offer obeisances to the person, you can always offer obeisances to the Paramatma. Does that make sense? So in that way, you can offer obeisances to a tree. I was listening to a lecture on during the Kartik. They said the trees in Vrindavan are very special because we can't see this, but Krishna resides there and he performs all these beautiful pastimes under these trees. And the trees listen to it. And when you go and sit down there and you touch their feet, you get a mercy of those trees. You get purified by those pastimes and by their mercy. You can learn from anywhere. You can learn from a little kid. You can learn from a tree. A tree that is dying. You look at it and you say, okay, there's a soul in there. Knowledge is everywhere. And what we have to do is slowly try to just be careful. We have to actually, before you can preach, you have to find out what grade they are in. Then you have to bring them. You can't preach them high school stuff to a prep kid. So you have to go to the level and then gradually bring them up like that. And if you don't have anything, just give them prasadam. That's the first thing. Yeah. That's something easy. One more Prabhu makes so much prasadam and distributes it. That's what we have to do. Okay, the next question.
Hiranyakshu Puranam Praladam Keshava Priyaham Jighame Shuru Akaram Nanaha Yatanaha Mrityu Hare Tade. Desiring to kill his son Pralad, who was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakshu tortured him in many ways.
So what are the ways he tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj? He put them with snakes. Not only one, many snakes. Many venomous snakes. Huh? Put him into the fire. He tried to burn him. He tried to have an elephant. Now he's 5 years old. You see how big are the elephants? He wanted to, but nothing could hurt him. So this is the point you have to understand from this. The point is that doesn't matter how hard somebody tries to kill you, if Krishna is there to protect you, nothing gonna happen. So this is the lesson you have to take from this. That you have complete faith in Krishna and Krishna will protect you. Our problem is that we don't have faith in Krishna. That's why we try to do things on our own. Isn't that right? I was talking to a devotee and he says that, see, these are faith. We have to analyze your own life. Because the idea is, when we have, the first thing that comes is Shraddha. The next one is Sadhu Sangha. Right? And it gradually goes to prem. So this is different stage of the same thing. It's like in the beginning you go sugarcane juice. If you cook it, what happens? It becomes syrup, right? Then finally what you get is you get sugar candy. So it's the same thing. It's just more thick and thick. And finally, when it's totally pure, all the ingredients are gone, impurities are taken out. What you get is Krishna prem. So this is what we have to work towards. Start looking at your life, analyzing if something nice happened, why did it happen? How did Krishna's hand happen? If something bad happened to you, ask this question, what is Krishna trying to teach us? If you don't want something bad to happen to you, right? For example, you do something wrong, so Father punishes you. You do the same thing again, what does he do again? He keeps punishing you, right? Every time you do. But as soon as you learn the lesson, he stops doing you. Does he punish you anymore? No. So when you have are put into a situation, Krishna is trying to teach you a lesson. And you ask them, why, what lesson is trying to teach me? And you analyze on it. And once you understand it, and this is the lesson, then Krishna will take you to the next level. You have to pass grade 1 and to go into grade 2. And every bit of our life here is a lesson. We should not get attached to all these things, Patrivista. We should know that whatever we are going through is a... Sometimes in a family, there's so many people, but then there's some really nasty person that comes in the family. And he makes everybody's life miserable. They are the best people.
One bad apple may be whole, turns down.
But if that's one way of looking at it, that he's bad. But if you look at the other way, he's the one that he makes you most detached. Isn't that right? He said, you know, all, if everybody is good, then you are dead. Oh, everything is nice, I want to stay here. But if there's problems in there, you know, something, you know, somebody does something wrong, say, okay, one gone, two gone, three gone. And then as you realize that Krishna actually makes all these arrangements, that as you come closer to the final, you know, which is death, all these things start going away. You slowly get detached from everybody. Because you can't live this world unless you have detachment. As long as you have attachment to this material world, you are stuck here. So, first thing is that you should have complete faith. This is the past times in there. The other thing is that you have to understand, I'm just summarizing what we have said. There's Krishna's plan in everything. Try to see it from high up. If you are here, you can see what is around us there. But if you take in a camera, you go high up, then you can see the whole of Malcolm. There's a plane there, there's a picture there, there's a park there, there's a road there, we don't know what's around there. So if you look from the top and see what Krishna is trying to do, there's a plane there. Every living entity is trying to actually fulfill his desires here. They get born as our children, or they come as our partner, husband and wife, because they have their own plan, because of our karma. So the first thing is that you can never be happy. Mark my words. You can never be happy as long as you blame somebody else for what is wrong in your life. The day you took ownership that whatever is happening to my life, I am solely responsible for it, you'll be happy. The only reason the other person is doing something to you because you deserved it. It is not his problem. It is your karma. I kill somebody, somebody kills me. Well, he just wanted to kill somebody, so that's his karma. But I'm suffering that because of my karma. So if you want happiness, you have to accept the responsibility. I am responsible for whatever is happening in my life. Do not blame everybody. And you will see, if you can just meditate it, if somebody is bad to you, and you just look at it and say, okay, I'm responsible for this. But as devotees, you have to understand this. You just get a small dose. Krishna has minimized everything. You just get a small dose. You know, just like somebody had a small scratch, and Prabhupada said your hand was supposed to be chopped off. You just got a small scratch. Krishna has minimized because we have taken shelter of it. But at the same time, we have to understand that this is not a place for us. This is Dukkhalaya. This is a place of suffering. So you need two things. You need to be detached from this material world, and you have to be attached to Krishna. Two kinds of people who also live this material world. Three kinds of people who live this material world. Who are they? The Mayavadis, the Jnanis, and the yogis. But jnanis and yogis don't have attachment to Krishna. So they go to the spiritual world. But where do they go? Do they go to the Brahma? They go to the Brahma Jyoti and they fall down from there. Because, you know, you can fly high, but unless you have a place to land, you're going to come down. So you need to go and take shelter of a planet, to Vaikuntha planet, to know that you have to know who lives there, who is the Lord there. So only the devotees can actually go get out of this material world and never come back. In some cases they do come back. And that's what you are talking about right today. Jay and Vijay came back. But they were not ordinary people. Now I was thinking about this. They appeared as Hiranyaksha. Next one was Ravana and Kumkaran. And the third one was and Shishupal. Now we hear that the question is basically this particular part of this, when Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking, why did Shishupal merge into in Krishna? So what does that mean? There he's saying is that Lord is, this whole chapter is basically is that Lord is not partial to anybody. He's equal to everybody. This
partial.
Is the whole
impartial.
He's impartial to everybody. Impartial. And the whole of this canto is basically based on that. But we understand this. They merged into the body. So basically Prabhupada says that when the demons get killed by Krishna, they merge into the body. Which means they go to the Brahma Jyoti because they don't have a love and affection, a relationship with Krishna. They can't go to the spiritual planet. Some of them are very few fortunate ones, like Putna. But Putna had another desire. We'll cover that when another day. But here, he appeared three times, they merge into it. They appear one more time. And whom they appear as? Jagraya Madhaya. Then they go to the spiritual world. Then they go even higher than Vaikuntha. Because they become devotees of?
Mahaprabhu.
And where does Mahaprabhu reside?
Golok Vrindavan.
Golok Vrindavan. So, by serving the Lord, even as a demon, they became promoted. You know, eventually they got this highest position in there. I'm not saying, the thing is that if a demon can get there, what happens if you're a devotee?
Surely we'll get.
Yeah, we will get there. Have complete faith that Krishna will protect us and Krishna will take it. That's why he's called Deen Bandhu.
The standard of demon and the non-demonic to go there is also different, right?
There's a difference. The demons go to the Brahma Jyoti. You know what Brahma Jyoti is? Absolutely. So just like we have got light here, sky here, right? They merge into the just light area. They do not go to a particular planet. Because they go there, and there is no association with anybody. They are on their own. But because they are in the spiritual world, there is no suffering. But there is no bliss. And we are all looking for happiness. So eventually they come down again. So it is not that, basically, you wasted your time. But when you become a devotee of Krishna, then you have a relationship with Krishna. Then you go where Krishna is. The other devotees are there. Then you worship them. Then you are with them, you are worshipping Krishna, and then you don't come back. Does that make sense? I can put you in a room, and everything is nice, there is no suffering there. How long you can stay in there? Eventually you want to get out. Everything is nice, you know. Outside is hellish, inside is you are around there, everything is peaceful, no problem. But how long can you stay there?
Bored.
I would rather go in there, suffer outside.
Bored.
And that's why these people who go up there and they come down here. So first thing, they became karmis. What do karmis do? They want to enjoy everything in this material. They get frustrated. Then they said, I don't want to do anything in this material world. And what do they become? They become jnanis. Jnanis are the one, I'm not this body, I'm not this naiti, naiti, naiti. And finally they say, so at the time of the death, whatever we are thinking of, whatever our consciousness determines our next life. And their consciousness is, I don't want to do anything in this material world. So they have to get out of this material world. Krishna puts them in the spiritual world. But because they are not devotees of Krishna, They can't go to his planet where he is. So they go to a place called Brahmachandi where everybody merges into the light. It's just that. So for example, a devotee would go to the sun planet and worship the sun god, but a Mayavadi would just merge into the light. Does that make sense? Now when they come back, they are frustrated. Now they have become a karmi, they try to enjoy everything. They try to become bored, and that even failed. So what do they become next? What is the next stage? They want to become void. Voidism, which is Buddhism. So Buddhism, our people are saying there is nothing there. There is no material, no spiritual, everything is finished. I don't want to do anything with this. This is frustration. But a devotee says, everything is there. Krishna is there. We go to the Krishna, we go to Krishna Lok and we become his devotee. Does that make sense? Have I answered your question? So, even a demon, if it's killed by Krishna, he goes there, but it's not the ultimate. You have to come down. So don't try to become a hero. Try to be a devotee. That will guarantee you going up there and never coming back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for a nice class. How to increase our love for the lotus feet of Krishna so that we can be here quicker, faster? Fast track.
I'm a lazy man. I've got a very logical mind. And I always think. I always tell people, work smarter, don't work harder. Right, so this is my philosophy. Now, you have to understand what pleases. How do you go to Krishna fast? By you do things that it pleases him most.
Krishna's
senses. So what pleases Krishna most? Now you look at this, just look at, listen to the thing we have spoken about. Lord Narasimhadev. He's so angry. Isn't it? Why is he angry?
Because of the devotee was just mentioned.
Right. So his love for the devotees is so much that he can take this form of Narasimhadev and basic, and when he came as Lord Narasimhadev, he was so fearful that Brahma, the demigods, even his own wife, Lakshmi Devi, could not go in front of him. But for Devi Prahlad, who had complete faith in the affection of his master, he had no fear, no. So what we can understand from this is that nothing pleases Lord more than when his devotees are pleased. And that is the goal. By pleasing his devotees, and in the beginning when I was in Fiji, I thought that, okay, I've been here for many lifetimes, I don't want to be, so what is the fastest way to go? Should I take the stairs or should I take the lift? And then my thing was that, okay, please the devotees, Krishna gets pleased. What is the fastest way to please the devotees?
Service.
Save them what? What kind of service is the best service? Prasadam, right? Most of us are here. And this is the reason why I'm in the kitchen. Because I know if I cook them, you know, they're happy. Isn't it? This is it. You cook now, so many people, oh, so nice prasadam, you know. People come to me. You didn't cook this time, right? So if they, by now they also know that if I didn't cook it, you know, like that. And if they're happy, this is how I know Krishna is happy. The devotees are happy, Krishna is happy.
Any other way?
The fastest way for us to get out of is please the message of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is very dear to Krishna. If Prabhupada gets pleased, if Prabhupada goes and tells Gornitai, take this person, take Mahatma, please. You know, he has saved me so nicely. They can't say no. So if we save Prabhupada, save his mission, rest is all taken care of. Save your spiritual master, save this mission. That's what our gurus are doing. Yes,
Mahaprabhu. Actually, Lord Krishna appeared in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach Sankirtan, chanting the holy name. The essence of entire Bhagavatam is chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Yeah.
That is the easiest way to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rather than Krishna.
Yes, and the Bhagavan.
Very mercifully he
is. Nityam Bhagavan Sevya.
The way to worship, you know, we worship Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, we do deity worship and things like that. How do you worship Lord Narsingha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Chanting
what?
Holy names.
Which holy names? Everyone who chanted, at least he will become a human. But we shouldn't become a human. We should get out of here and go to the spiritual world. The only reason why you... Somebody said, out of compassion, that we should stay here and preach the movement. And the Maharaj said that, get out of here first. Get yourself pure. And then later on, you can come and help the movement. Okay, so, yes. Chanting... There's five things that Rupa Goswami has told us to do. What are those five things? The holy name, chant the holy name of the Lord. Sankirtan. That's what we are doing. See, Prabhupada has given us everything. You don't have to even know to do this. Right? This is, Prabhupada said, this is Vrindavan. So you are in the dham. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam and listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. We are chanting the holy name of the Lord. We just worship the Lord. And what's the fifth one?
Association
of devotees. All the devotees are here. So we, Prabhupada has done everything. All we have to do is come and attend his program. And a lot of people are to this. Something good came out of COVID is there. All these lectures are now broadcast so people can listen. If you can, come and sit down here. Because this is how you get devotee
association. You are very harsh.
Any other comments? Any other questions? Yes, I was looking for you.
Thank you for the nice class. You said that the material world is life in the material world is really miserable. But sometimes you see, when we are doing devotional service, we feel really blissful with the prasadam, doing services. So then we feel like just to stay here and serve Krishna and not go to the spiritual world. So is that okay?
It is okay, but if you can save him there, why do you want to save him in this miserable world? Because it doesn't matter. Can you save him here continually? You have to go to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to spend so much time sleeping to get your body rested. If you're not feeling well, then you have to go there. You have to eat on time and everything. In the spiritual world, you don't have to worry about all this. You just serve. So serving here is good, so you can get the taste. But serving in the spiritual world is millions of millions time. Okay. So yeah, it's nice to serve. That's the lesson we have to learn. That's what we have to practice. Our life is sadhana. Sadhana means practice. But the goal is to go to the spiritual world. We are not like Srila Prabhupada who can come here and preach without being affected. We have to have a lot of compassion. And that's what we practice now. And one day, you know, when you are qualified, in one life Krishna will send you, okay, you go and do what Srila Prabhupada did in one of the practice. That's your desire. ठीक है ओके विल स्टॉप हियर ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय
गणिताय की
जय
जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की
जय
बलभद्र की जय बोल
हरि
बोल गोष्ठ देशम बल
हरे हरे
हरे
जय श्री हरि
पंच कल्पतर उभयश्च कृपा
सिंधु च पतितानां
Srila Prabhupada and his book Manki.
Yeah.
class, Prabhu.
Very good.
Can you keep this program? Tell him I was missing and I was
thinking. Okay, great.